This question is for Alejandro. We've discussed the desalination plants, but haven't discussed the energy intensivity of those plants and how you use sustainable energy for those plants. Can you tell me how many plants are actually using sustainable and renewable energy for those, say wind and others? Thank you.
Well, the short answer for that is from the plants that we have built, actually none of them are really built with renewable energies as the source power. This is actually not our choice. I mean, that's given to us. We just build the desalination plants. But what we know is that nowadays the tendency is to go to renewable energies. That has happened for the plant in Perth, the first one, and the second one is going to be built in the same way. Also, the Melbourne project in Victoria has been published with that condition, that energy is supplied with the renewable energies. We still don't know how that is going to be done and what is going to be the approach. We're still waiting to hear from the client how they plan to accomplish that, but it's a good question. I mean, in the future, that probably is going to be the tendency.
Peter Sutherland, GHT again. Ross, you made the... I guess important observation of moving ahead in terms of breaking down barriers between rural and urban use. One of the significant things that distinguishes urban use is the fact that urban users don't have an asset in terms of an entitlement that they can trade, unlike their colleagues on the rural side of the market. And it's really that asset value that drives behaviour in terms of the rural market, not the annual service charges. Recently, the Productivity Commission issued a report in relation to recommendations about introducing trade into the urban water market. I think Mike Young has presented similar ideas in the past. Just wondering, do you see that as a mechanism for, in a sense, in future, avoiding this conundrum about urban use being partly a essential service and then partly a commodity, with the commodity aspect, in a sense, being at the moment unable to be guided by market forces? So do you see a market in the future for urban use?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Peter. A couple of things you need to understand about urban water in relation to Peter's question. The first thing is that most households use bugger all water in the context of water markets in Australia. So the second issue is that households spend a very small proportion of their disposable income on water. The latest ABS figures, admittedly before the last round of price increases, showed that it was only 0.7% of all disposable income was spent on water services, which include wastewater and drinking water. The third issue is, there's 9 million households in Australia, so you start to run into some transactional costs. Getting to the bottom line of it all is that I don't believe that there's enough incentive at the domestic level when you're dealing with such small volumes of water and potentially such small amounts of dollars either to be made or saved by people changing their water saving habits. And I don't believe that people are going to sort of go without a shower or whatever or drastically change their water saving ways to maybe save $20 a year. I mean, that's only a week's worth of morning coffees. But I do think there are opportunities in both the commercial and industrial area, and it is one of those perverse things where some of the industrial commercial users individually use large amounts of water, but they don't have a secure right to that water like the irrigators do. But I think one of the things that's going to change this was there's a real wake-up call last year where commercial and industrial users had always taken their water for granted. And then along comes the crisis in Queensland, power stations are cut back, industries cut back, and I think industry are going to take things into their own hands, and I think that they're going to use the water markets to buy the water from the rural areas so that they're not subject to that uncertainty. That's where the opportunity is.
Thank you. Absolutely. Coming from Victoria with those brown coal power stations in the valley, I absolutely agree.